Well, I feel it's been a very productive week here in Jeff City, especially in the Senate here. For just being a month into the session this year, we've, I think, done pretty well. We've actually had 13 bills on the third read calendar, which means those bills are all ready to go over to the House. The Senate, we have done those, and that's this week. Four of those were mine. One of the other major bills that we got done this week, though, was the second injury fund and workers' comp bill. Piece of legislation we've been trying to get done the last 3 years. I think actually we've been working on it longer than that from one aspect or another. But to get this done and this early in the session is really good. And believe it or not, a lot of sides, both sides, everybody pretty well agreed. But my four bills, I'm very pleased to say that they were all finalized here in the Senate this week. One of those was the really good bill on education. It deals with career tech centers and the training that we need to get people into the workforce. That's probably the good bill that I'll have this year as far as the future jobs that we have here in Missouri, building up toward the future. Other bills that I had were the sheriff's boarding bill that I've talked about previously. That's on its way to the House, as well as my two transportation bills. And the one there that really applies to agriculture, and especially in my district will have a large effect, is the one that gives some exemptions to agricultural product transportation for farmers, where they don't have to have the CDLs. They're not limited to have a health card, and also they do have to have the F tags on their plates, and they're not hauling for hire. It'll make a lot of difference in how we'll be able to operate in Northeast Missouri.